Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer. So let's bring her out. A star attraction. The one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. JUDYGOLD.
Welcome to Kill Me Now. I'm excited about this episode, Lauren.
Me too.
What, are you not talking now? Because
I am trying.
All right, good. Our guest today, first of all, let me just say I went to the wrong building because we're shooting. We're recording at his apartment because it's actually big. And it's on the east side, whatever.
It's really nice, huh?
So I went to the wrong building and they called me sir. The guy called me sir at the building.
That's very respectful.
I didn't say you can talk yet because I haven't introduced you.
Okay, that's sorry. Not yes. Fair. Why do you always get called sir and I always get called
I know. And so then I lifted my head up. I had my bike helmet on. And he said, oh, sorry, ma'am. And then I said, David Feldman. Because that's our guest today. And he said, who? And I said, that's exactly why he's depressed. And then I realized I was in the wrong building. And I came here and I had a great time with your doorman. So anyway, the incredible Emmy Award winning. And we're talking prime time.
That makes two of
them. Right, Gil? I'm daytime Emmy.
Oh, I see.
He's prime time.
Ooh.
Writers Guild. I mean, a lot of other accolades. Amazing writer, has written for the best of them. And hilarious comic. We have a lot of stories. We went on the road a lot together. And the most miserable person I've ever met. Ladies and gentlemen, David Feldman! Woo! David.
Such an honor.
Thank you. David.
Sir.
Thank you, ma'am. It's so great. Thank you for being on Kill Me Now.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege.
Now, David, the other day, This is a Kill Me Now moment, because we do have Kill Me Now moments on the show. Like, the show is, we like to talk, and then we like to get into what really pisses you off, which I know could take the entire show. But
now, we canceled the Kill Me Now live episode from Oregon, right? That is not, we're not going
to. Too soon! Do you know how many fucking hate mails I'm going to get now?
Just from...
I want to just say to people who are listening, that joke, of course, I, as a comic, think is hilarious. But a civilian, a non-comic, would be really insulted or
what
upset.
What I meant by that joke is a tragedy happened.
It's, we know what you meant. Yeah.
And it's rare that something like that happens in the country. And I think it's right. Time we have a serious, meaningful discussion about race or
right.
Guns or whatever...
Right. That's not what's going to happen. But I do want to let everyone in on the fact that...
What was this tragedy about? Was it race? Was it...
What, my tragedy? My Kill Me Now? We're not doing Oregon right now. We're doing the fact that I went in to a building...
Yes.
For, I think it was a voice... It was an audition. It was something. I had my bike helmet on. Okay?
Yeah.
And I walked in to the building.
When they said who, maybe they thought you were one of those Chinese delivery guys.
No. This is a different day. This is a different day. That's funny.
You hate it when I'm successful.
How would you know? So,
he's a witch.
Anyway, so I walked into this building with my helmet on, and the guy said to me, now, I'm going to be 53 next month.
And you, let me just say.
I look horrible?
No, you don't look a day over 52. I'm telling
God
you.
God damn it. Thank you.
You look fantastic.
You really
I would have taken you for
I'm
52.
Wondering why you're single. Anyway.
you going to bring up my inability to maintain an erection?
We're going
to
get there. But I walked in and the guy said.
That's a secret about the.
About that you're.
Impotent. That there isn't a.
Really? Yeah. See, it's getting a little. Anyway, so I walked in. I'm never going to finish this fucking story.
Tell
I walked
story.
In. I have my helmet. And the guy, it's an office-ish building. The guy says to me, okay, delivery. Now, I'm in my 50s. I'm a woman. I have makeup on at this point, unlike today. And I have no bag of food. I have nothing. I have a purse, a little satchel. Delivery.
Maybe it had granola in it.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, so that was my piss
that's
me off.
Great, that's
shut
great.
Up. It's not as good as your Oregon thing. David, but that's
now.
How comics, that
kill
you know, you
now.
Should people should know that is how comics talk to each other. There's no too soon. There's no, with us, we share the most ornery, subversive, negative, miserable. Like, you know, my friend Bob Smith.
Yes.
His sister shot herself. It was awful.
Did she live or
dead? And oh. He went to identify the body. Horrible story. And now he has ALS. He's just and smile on his face. All the, like the most positive person. Anyway,
the interesting about ALS, Lou Gehrig. It's Lou Gehrig's
yes.
disease. Lou Gehrig played for
the Yankees,
and they were in the American League.
Right.
They were ALS, American Leaguers.
Is that true?
Yeah. And Lou Gehrig.
God, you're.
I just think that's kind of weird.
Well, but when Bob got ALS,
but
you know.
Don't you think it's kind of weird?
That is
that
weird.
Lou Gehrig was in the
ALS. Yes.
American League.
Do we have weird music that we can
named
play
the
right now? But can
he
I say
American,
something?
He's one of the
Bob,
American Leaguers.
Bob. When he got ALS,
where do you
the first
get it?
Thing he said, he picked it up.
I saw it
they
at
had
Costco.
It at C. Oh, they have it at Costco
yeah.
now.
We got to buy in bulk.
Oh, he got it at like. Sachs, I think it was.
He overpaid.
Yeah. So he got the ALS.
Yeah, the outlet
can
store.
I
no, I just want to say you got to be careful getting the ALS at the outlet
he
stores.
He did not get it in an
it's
outlet
not the
store.
Same. It's not
yeah.
as powerful.
And he got the ALS, and he said it's amazing. I cannot do his joke justice.
Do we want
obviously.
ALS?
No, but he said it's amazing. I get Lou Gehrig's disease and I can't even throw a fucking ball. Okay, but here's
he's
the thing.
Because.
There's
Lou Gehrig
queer baseball.
Was queer?
No, Bob.
I
so
feel
wait.
Like, go ahead.
So, when Bob's sister passed, and you know, it was such a tragedy. He had to call his mom. I mean, like the worst, right? And the next day, I had called him that day, and then the next day, I called him, and he was such a mess. And I said, Bob, don't you think you're overreacting? It's been like 24 hours already. I mean, everyone is just like, when is he going to get over? And he said, and he wrote this in his book.
You can't tell him to walk it off.
No, he said to me, he wrote in one of his five books, he's a brilliant writer, Bob Smith, he said, it was like putting a candle in a coffin. Like, it was exactly what he needed. And that's how we, like, when my mother died.
Yes.
The day of her funeral, I got a text from David, can you pick me up at the airport right now? And I said, I hate you. And he said, well, are you coming or not?
Did you pick him up?
No, it was a joke. That's how he says, I'm sorry about your mother.
Of course.
And doesn't pay a Shiva call, by the way.
I thought the funeral cortege could swing by JFK, pick me up. And I.
So.
I didn't shit Siva with you.
No.
I should have, though. You should have.
You're just a shitty person. But I got. There's certain things.
What is Shiva?
Shiva is 7 days. Now, but you exclude Shabbat because you're not supposed to do anything on Shabbat.
Yeah.
So that doesn't count as a Shiva day. So Shiva is 7 days of mourning. And what happens is you bury immediately because you're supposed to remember them as they were alive.
Yeah.
And then it really is for people to come and pay respects and celebrate the life of. It is the most healing. I have to tell you, it is the most healing. I can't. You can ask Lauren. So many people showed up. It really keeps your mind off of it, and you're surrounded by people who you love and who, you know.
And who are telling these beautiful stories.
And every night, I go to this, you know, touchy-feely synagogue, and the rabbi would come every night.
You mean a church.
That's what my sister calls it. I go to B'nai Jeshurun. She calls it Saint B'nai Jeshurun. I can't talk, can I?
I was going to say touch. I was making, excuse me, Lauren got the joke about the priest being touchy-feely. But
I wasn't listening because I'm trying to fucking finish the story and having the both of you on.
I'm trying to trivialize the death of your mother.
Right. So they did tell like these amazing, everyone came, the rabbit, we would do a service and everyone would tell these great stories. So fuck you. Listen,
we didn't do Shiva for my father.
Why?
We should have, but my mother didn't want to do it.
Why?
I think
she has no friends. That's why. Just like you.
Okay.
Is your mother alive?
What Joan said.
What?
After your mom died.
Who?
Oh, what Joan said. Wait, no. Who? Oh, no. What Joan said. She died first.
No. What Joy Behar said.
Well, yeah. Okay. My brain.
See, this is why the fucking shut your mouth unless
I talk
to you. You
had a brain queef.
I had a brain queef. Exactly.
Yeah.
Judy makes me quiff all the time.
Do you hear some feedback right now from another voice?
I'll be right back.
Okay. So,
are you shutting her?
No, him, her, it. Yeah.
Lauren?
So,
good catch.
Listen, Joy comes to the Shiva. I had one day, you would have loved it. It was Julie Halston. It was Susie came twice because she's my lover girl.
Susie Essman.
Yeah, she's such a great person.
She really
Joy
is.
Came. There were a bunch of people. Eric Kornfeld. There was a whole bunch of comics.
I'm glad I came.
So Joy walks in. First thing she says to me, you lost 20 minutes of material. Said, thank you. But I still talk about my mother in my act.
Why do you have to?
She haunts you.
Well, I have a really good joke about the funeral. So that's good. But everyone's heard it already. Listen, I need to talk about.
Wish I had gone, Lauren. I wish I had gone because I have new business cards. That the greatest.
Oh, please, Eric Kornfeld.
Was he networking?
Oh my God, he would network at like the fucking AIDS walk. You know, like. Well, that wouldn't be a bad place to network, actually.
Yeah.
Because you're walking. All right. Anyway,
Eric
listen.
Kornfeld's funeral. He has a stack of his business cards.
Yeah. I need to talk to you about a lot of things.
Okay.
All right. First of all.
We have a half hour. Go.
Lauren, honestly.
But you get mad at me when I don't tell you.
What?
When I don't count you down.
Shut the fuck up. You're supposed to write it down. I have a thought. You look at me, you see my thought, and then you'd have to.
Okay.
Listen.
Got you.
David, you're great on Twitter. I mean, you're fucking hilarious. And we have worked together.
Yes.
Which we can tell that story in a little bit. But the one thing I really wanted to talk to you about, which I'm sure you're going to be pissed off
at me. Flaccid or solid as a rock.
Solid as a rock. Yeah.
He just died.
He did?
Yeah.
Maybe he can pick you up at the airport. So, all right. I know you as a comic and a writer and a dad. And a dad to two wonderful kids. And you did go to Columbia. You went to an Ivy League school. So you're a success and miserable.
I'm a catch.
Yeah. So the one thing I have to talk about this, so I just want to get it over with now. I really want to talk about The Daily Show with you. Don't give me that face.
What do you want to know?
I've read a lot about it.
Yeah.
And now Trevor Noah. Yeah. Do you like the Trevor Noah?
Love him.
You do?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I?
Well, he's been on a week or two. I didn't know if you liked his hosting.
I think he's great.
Okay. Now, you worked on The Daily Show.
Yes.
And did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did.
David, shut the fuck up, okay?
I did.
I smell a...
Stop it.
Yeah.
The Daily Show. Jon Stewart was the host.
Sweet man.
Can you please discuss a little bit about your experience as a writer? I mean,
very nurturing environment.
All right, please, come on.
I'm what?
Mack Weldon, undies, t-shirts, and long sleeve t-shirt.
Yes.
So it's all this, they use this all natural fabric with a little bit of silver in it so it never smells. And they never roll the fabric. So it's never like that rolled up.
It doesn't wrinkle.
It doesn't wrinkle and it fits your body perfect. Like it just lays. I hit my hand on the thing, but it just lays on your body. Like it really is. And it's so soft.
Strong enough for a woman, but made for a man.
JudyGold.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Slash
Mac.
Code.
Okay.
Code is kill me.
For how much?
20% off, bitches.
Nice.
That's it. JudyGold.com/Mac. M-A-C.
K.
M-A-C.
K.
K. Mac Weldon. Kill me. No one will touch, you know, it's like...
This is what I did.
Right.
I said to him, I will talk about this. And I did. And I'm done.
I know, but Patrick Kennedy right now is talking about the alcoholism that permeates in his family.
Yeah.
And his family...
And he's against pot, right?
He is?
Yeah. Go ahead. I want to have him on my show.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
We should get him high.
And stop it!
Yes, miss.
So, you know, he's taught, and his family is mad at him, you know, because he's bringing out these, you know, these issues that these alcohol, you know, that it's the Kennedys and...
Family secrets.
Right. And I did say, all right, I think he's a hero and I love that he's doing
this.
So
does my sister.
You don't.
I'm not that familiar.
Oh, okay.
So
I've been reading a lot about it. So what? I haven't read the book yet, but I'm going to read the book. But
Patrick Kennedy, as I understand it, was a United States congressman.
He's Ted Kennedy's son, the one that got the leg amputated.
Right, and he crashed his car into the Capitol and went in for rehab.
Right, and
yes,
he wrote a book about this alcoholism and the way his mother was always drunk. I mean, it's intense.
Joan Yeah. Kennedy.
And nice. And so his family is pissed off at him.
But we all.
And I did think, okay, I'm just saying I had one Jewish moment. You know, I think he's a hero for writing this book. And finally, you know, he wants to demystify this, you know, and it is true that you don't talk about this shit. Then it just.
Do you think the family was demystified when his father
killed? Yes. So.
I mean, I think Mary Jo Kopechne pretty much demystified.
Right, but not really, because we have this.
Because we want to believe that.
Right, but the point I'm trying to say is that
I want to believe that Jeb Bush is imbued with some kind of aura from the Bush family. Right.
So I thought, because I'm very supportive of this book and what he's doing, I did have one Jewish thought this morning. I thought, well, he could have waited until the mother died.
Mm-hmm.
That was my thought. But then I'm like, you know what?
whatever. So I know you don't want to talk about the Daily Show, but I think it's important that, you know, you're in the Writers Guild. You're a big Writers Guild. You're a unionizer.
Yes.
You're a, as I feel the same way. I feel like we need to be protected, except in cable, there's no fucking union, which pisses me off. Does that piss you off?
Well, they're trying to unionize as many shows as they possibly can.
Yeah, but I did a show for years. It's repeated over and over again. I get nothing.
Now, Joan Kennedy, when she dies, does she know that formaldehyde is alcohol? Is she going to have to...
I think... No, I think she's fine with that.
She is okay.
Yeah.
Is she sober?
I don't know. All I just want to know, you have you spoken to John since you were...
He doesn't. I'm not on his radar. He doesn't care about me.
Right. But he was not good to the writers. As far as the writers who wanted to join the union.
Okay, here's the thing. And just kill me now.
Right.
Is that good?
But I just love it because everyone, no one talks about what anything. It's like,
I did.
I know you did.
I did.
And I want to talk about it again. I was so proud of you for doing that.
I was the only one who did.
Right.
And I never paid a price for it.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. There was my advice to people is you're more respected if you speak out, speak up. And I said what I was going to say. I mean, I'm not good with him, but I'm okay with Comedy Central. Nobody was angry with me. And I, but I'm not in the business of
gossiping or
trashing people because it's just...
I'm not asking you to trash him. I'm just saying, you know, it's important that... Look, that Neil Patrick Harris show.
Yeah.
How many notices did you get not to write for, you can't write for that show?
I didn't know that.
I got, yeah, it was like, do not.
Well, let me, that really irritates me because I'll talk to you about that in a second. Let me say this. I had a problem with the second host of The Daily Show. I addressed it in one interview.
You can
Google it.
I already read it.
And it ended up in a book or two. And I said my piece. I'm not, you know.
Did he ever talk to you afterwards?
I know that it got.
Back to him.
Back to him. And so I'm done. Because he doesn't care. And you know what? The good that John does outweighs the bad.
Right.
That's not good enough for me. But if you look at somebody like Bill Clinton, who is a complete hypocrite. The way he treated Monica Lewinsky.
Right, right. Absolutely.
It was terrible what he did. It was beyond sexual harassment.
Right. Right.
Yeah, agree.
Completely.
But if you measure his good versus the bad, we need people like Bill Clinton. We need people like Jon Stewart.
Right.
How he treats certain, how he treated me versus how the value to the world. It's, you know, so I'm not in the business of trashing.
I brought it up because I found I was proud of you for speaking out. And a lot of people don't do it.
Because they're afraid.
Right. They're totally afraid.
Right.
And we're not talking about his personality or his, you know, character. Who he is, his character-ish. But the fact that you know, you're very politically active.
Yeah,
you're not sexually active, but you're politically active. And, you know, look, you work with Ralph Nader. You do his radio. You produce his radio show. And
I co-host it like Lauren co-hosts.
Well,
he doesn't tell me to shut the fuck up.
Right. Because you know when to talk.
You're not a masochist.
Right. But he, you know, I have to deal with his. It's like I say, Lauren, look. I know, because I know everyone.
Right.
And then I'm like in the middle of a thought, and we're very similar in the, like, having to say, but I'm just trying to teach him, you know what? I'm 20 years older than you. Shut the fuck up.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. All right. So, what? All right. You're a fucking great comic, but what is your, like, really? If you could have the dream, what would the dream job be for David Feldman?
I would like my podcast to make enough money so that it could be 5 days a week,
mm-hmm.
and I could do it in front of a live audience.
That's good.
And interview, you know, Judy Gold.
She's fucking great.
She is great.
She's great.
And Lauren, he's great.
He's whatever.
Both on the show.
What happened to Dennis Miller? I mean, I know you. I've read article. I do my research, but I have to. And you said he's the funniest out of all men. Of Bill Maher, Jon Stewart, Dennis Miller is the funniest. What the fuck happened to him with his little hands and his conservative? He has the tiniest fucking hands. He's like that character on SNL that what's her name used to play with the little arms.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. I just, what, he becomes this, not even like conservative, like mental conservative.
See, I have Dennis. I worked for Dennis for 10 years. And
right.
I was very close to him.
Did you ever?
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Who was on top?
He was the boss.
No. With those hands, he was on top? All right, go ahead.
He was a gentle fister.
Okay.
No, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, go.
He is the funniest man in the room, no matter mm-hmm. who he is. He just is.
Mm-hmm.
The politics, I'll tell you this.
Tell me.
Republicans, and he is a Republican...
Wasn't before, though.
Yeah. He treated me fantastically.
Right.
He used to say to me, and I'm making a larger point here.
Okay.
Faldo, as long as I have a job, you have a job.
Right.
He was very concerned about my family, that he didn't work us too hard. He always made sure I went home to see my kids. He wanted me to have a sense of security at that job for 10 years.
Okay.
He didn't play any games. He knew I was...
When you were writing for him, was he a conservative?
You know, he didn't reveal his hand. I suspect he was. But here's the point I'm making about Neil Patrick Harris, because I didn't know...
Well, I don't. It's not him, because he's a great guy.
Well, hang on for 1 second. But if his show is crapping on unions, I have this...
Well, no, I don't think he was... It came from UK. I did get notices saying don't
for the Writers
for
Guild.
This. It was either after,
so one of the jokes that I do in my act is that the reason I'm a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
and this doesn't get a laugh, but I say I treat people like shit.
Right.
So I vote for the Democrats because if I voted for Republicans, I'd just be a miserable prick.
Right.
And I think that's kind of...
What are you now, even though...
I'm a miserable prick who votes for Democrats.
Right.
I think a lot of people treat people like shit.
Right.
But they act globally.
Right.
You know, they think globally. And I know, and a lot of my relatives are like this. They're on the side of the oppressed. Meanwhile, they wouldn't lift a finger to help.
Right, to help.
To help. But it's okay. Every 4 years, I vote for a Democrat, so I'm a good person. No, you're a piece of shit.
Born again liberals.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I have a problem. When you mention Neil Patrick Harris, I would assume he's a liberal.
Well, he is.
If he's fronting, let's all have fun and be happy and have a comedy show where nobody's mean... You know, and then you host a show that is shitting on unions, which you're telling me. I know that Jane Lynch hosted the Emmys, and I had she was working for Mark, what's his name, the guy from Survivor.
Mark Burnett.
Mark Burnett, who's a union buster, a born-again Christian union
yes,
buster.
Yes, I know that.
He's doing all these shows about the Bible and how we should mm-hmm. treat everybody well. Meanwhile, he's busting unions.
Mm-hmm.
And... I reported him to the Writers Guild.
You
did? On the Emmys, yes.
Good.
Amen.
Yeah.
And does he know that?
He does. I'm not on their radar.
He does now.
I'm not on their radar.
So.
And it's not reporting. You just call and say,
yeah.
It's not like a witch hunt. You call up and go, are you aware that somebody's producing the Emmys?
It's the Writers Guild. Picketer's deadline.
For Neil Patrick Harris.
It says Neil Patrick Harris, variety show strike picketers, WGA.
I think that's kind of interesting that Neil Patrick Harris. Can we talk about the responsibility?
Well, here's what I want to say.
Here's the responsibility of Jews. Medea. Who's Medea?
The god of.
What's his, no, but the guy. What's his name?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Greek gods.
Tyler Perry. He had problems with the union. I think, as a Jew, you bring up Jews. I think a Jew who's anti-union is a disgrace. I think if you're a conservative Jew, considering that you're an oppressed, you come from...
But people, of course, think of Jews. We run the media. We do this. Let me just say something.
And so if you're Neil Patrick Harris... and
not Jewish.
But a gay...
Yes, he is.
But wait,
a gay.
Wait, he was a doctor. How could they? What do you mean he's not Jewish?
Oh, that's true. Neil Patrick, this is 8:25.
If he's a gay,
Neil Patrick Harris took to Twitter tonight to assuage the WGAE spheres that his upcoming NBC variety show might employ non-union writers.
And what happened?
Because
I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Then what's the point?
So I was told not to ever. Not that I was going to go right on it, but...
When did he
assuage? It was in 2014. This was in 2014. I can't look at the date. November 4th, 2014. So almost a year ago.
Wait a second. You sucked me into a discussion about something that happened a year ago that's no longer true.
Well, it isn't. I'm just saying this happened. This was a big thing.
But now it is a union show.
Yeah, because he is a union supporter.
Let's pretend. Can we post-date this show and pretend this was in 2014?
Yeah, I'm just saying that it was an issue that they were going to, on that show, hire non-union writers.
And so was Tyler Perry.
Right.
And I think if you are, I think anybody has an obligation. You know, Arianna Huffington doesn't pay her bloggers.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but she's a liberal.
Right.
And she makes $400 million selling the Huffington Post to AOL. Miss Liberal, is she, you know, Gawker formed a union. Mm-hmm. Are the Huffington Post writers unionized? No, but no. All you do is go to the Huffington Post and read about the importance of unions.
Right.
Meanwhile.
So what really is your, like, what pisses you off the
Arianna
most?
Arianna Huffington, I think.
She is the one you hate the most.
I would think Arianna Huffington is probably... one of the most despicable human beings on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So when does your new show at AOL go start?
That's not going to happen.
That's funny. I'm not doing 10 minutes. We do not have 10 minutes. How long have we been talking?
If I tell you 10 minutes, maybe we'll end around the time we're
supposed to. Okay, so listen.
This is what happens when I hand you
I have to talk to him about a lot more shit. So Arianna Huffington... all right, let's talk about the Bible.
Okay. It's Simchas Torah.
It is Simchas Torah. I don't look at the... I don't call it the Bible. I think Christians call it
the Word of God, I call it.
I call it the prayer book. Okay?
The Siddur,
right. So, listen.
I call it a fairy tale.
The Bible, I feel like we are at the point where these evangelicals, these... unbelievable, like, why the fuck is Huckabee, you know, why are they talking about God? And every time I say there's separation of church and state, well, no, that was just a letter. That was just a letter Jefferson wrote. Right. You know what? Here's the deal. I grew up in the 70s and I grew up around Christians and Jews and, you know, no one talked about it. It wasn't an issue.
Oh, they didn't talk behind our back. They talked.
Oh, well, they called us dirty Jews and shit like that. But this, and I feel like these young kids who are going to these universities and being what I feel like we're going to end up like one of these fucking countries in the Middle East where we are dealing with religious zealots. We're dealing with religious zealots here.
Yes, sir.
Wait, I wanted.
Oh.
Yeah, go.
God bless the Pope. Go ahead.
It feels like a wriggling fish out of water right now, though. I mean, they're really, there is God in the country. But the millennials coming up, like, you know, speaking to them, I really think there is going to be a shift. I feel like they're just pulling at strings now with the God thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's gonna eradicate itself.
You're almost 80, right? So let's hear the wise.
I thought the Pope coming and speaking before Congress, like that idiot Boehner inviting the Pope, and then the Pope gets up and starts talking about man-made climate change and feeding the poor and helping the least among us.
Right.
And I thought, you still want religion and government and politics?
Right.
Here's Christ. Here's the Pope telling you about peace and love. And you go, you still...
Right.
You were selling Pope dolls in the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but the
I mean, I thought...
The Republicans...
I like the Pope.
I love the Pope.
I think he's great. And I thought, like, oh my God, so maybe...
But he's great.
Hello?
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, maybe these people who stood in Central Park for, you know, 15 hours to get a glimpse, maybe they'll think, oh, but it lasts, what, a day? You see the Pope and then, you know, it's like the Jews on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Oh, I'm going to do this year. And then like 2 days later, they're like, you know, hedge fund fucking... Fuck you. You know, it's this country. I'm so it infuriates me. This like why does Obama have to say God bless thee and God and he and God bless America? I can't, you know. Like with the shooting in Oregon. I don't know if you heard about it.
There was a shooting in Oregon.
Yeah. And may God watch over. It's may they find comfort in whatever, you
know.
Was
it a senseless killing or did it make sense?
Oh, it made. Yeah, it was great. It was. Yeah.
Because I just want to know, because sometimes.
I mean, he was teased and mentally ill and he had 14 guns. So
that's not a senseless killing.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense because they called it a senseless killing.
Oh, no. It's very sensible.
And it's very easy for somebody who's mentally ill to get their hands on a gun.
Right. Like Ben went to go get Mucinex for me and they wouldn't let him get it because he's under 16. Now, if I sent him over to
Walmart.
Well, Walmart in Pennsylvania, you know, somewhere.
Pick me up an AR-15.
Yeah, he could get that. But I have to have snot dripping out of my nose when I get shot by an AK-47 from some, you know. It's just, why are you so calm about this?
I'm very upset about this stuff. I think this country is diseased. I think it's a sick country.
Did you feel like that 30 years ago?
It's gotten worse.
Right.
Actually, it's getting better and getting worse.
That's right. Now,
I say America is horrible and fantastic at the same time. It's like making love to an incredibly beautiful dead woman.
Really good analogy.
Have you done that before?
Yes. And it's incredible because she's hot. But it's horrible because...
Well, she's cold, really.
Yeah. Well, yes. Hot and cold.
Yeah.
And then it's horrible because...
Like your marriage.
It's horrible because, as in all affairs of the heart, eventually the woman loses interest in sex. That has been my experience with
dead
women.
All right,
eventually,
now...
they stop wanting to have sex.
Okay.
The point I'm making is even dead women eventually say no to me.
That's really great. Now, your kids. What are your children doing?
Tell me now.
Doogie's a doctor.
What kind?
A child doctor.
A pediatrician?
He's a pediatrician.
Where?
At Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
Really?
Yeah, he's 15.
Wow. That's amazing.
He's hosting a non-union variety show that is
that
actually
is
union.
Go ahead.
But we were misled.
Just fucking tell me what the kids are doing.
I don't talk about my kids.
Oh, fuck. All right, fine.
I can make shit up.
No, that's fine. You just did. Okay, so I want to tell the story about...
How you used to yell at my kids? Used to.
I know. I would come over and... You told me to yell at the kids.
I know. They loved it.
Okay, so David and I, we should work together again, like on the road.
I would give anything to work
really?
With
like
you.
What? So anyway, David and I used to work in...
I could convert you.
Ugh.
I could bring... Is there anything? Do you find...
No.
Is there anything?
No. Nothing? I love men. I love them. I loved my father. I love my son. I love guys. Don't want that area.
Guys will never understand that, though. It's like a chip in our brain. We can't understand why you wouldn't want to fuck.
Yeah.
No, I
was talking about becoming a Reformed Jew. She's a conservative.
Oh,
I can convert her.
Right, me too.
All right.
You
so
have
anyway,
sex
listen.
On your mind.
Seriously,
if I were strutting around without my shirt
peacocking?
On,
right? No, gross. Vomit.
And my penis pump is working.
Right. No.
All 2 inches.
No. Not nothing. Gross.
Seriously?
Yes, I'm not attracted to that.
It's a chip in the brain.
Now, a woman, shut up.
Just saying.
A woman.
Can I ask you? I'm just curious.
Yes. All right. And then can we talk about Las Vegas? Go. No one's going to fucking subscribe to this podcast with you not answering my questions.
Okay,
what?
Go ahead.
Go. What was your next
question? Suppose I made you a Cosby cocktail.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you were dead. Would you have sex with him then?
No. So, we used to go to Vegas.
Yes.
And you would open for me.
Yes.
Because you don't like following me.
Who can follow you?
Oh, honey.
You're a powerful...
Thank you. And after the show, we would go out in front of the casino, and you would stand there with, like, a pathetic look on your face while I screamed at you about losing everything.
Let's do it.
Do we have to do it now? All right. So everyone who's listening, I would lower the volume. Ready? Thanks for turning off your fucking phone during the... Your manager's a fucking idiot with the phone. Okay, ready?
Before you do this, you have to understand that you and I find Vegas to be reprehensible and immoral.
I hate Vegas. I mean, the last time I was there, I was at the Improv, and I was paralyzed. Like, I literally could not leave to walk outside because I fucking hate everyone.
I
hate it there.
I had a nervous breakdown in Vegas.
You did? I had Chipotle twice a day. Go. Because it was in the casino.
I remember my wife had to come out and save me. I could do my shows. I was having massive panic attacks. Mm-hmm. And I remember what Elie Wiesel said about Auschwitz. God was not there.
Right.
When they asked Elie Wiesel about Auschwitz, where was God? He said he wasn't there.
Right.
God is everywhere, but he didn't show up at Auschwitz.
Right.
That doesn't mean there wasn't a God. And I remember thinking about Vegas when I was having this.
Vegas and Auschwitz, very similar.
Very similar in that God is not there.
Right.
And because when you go to Vegas, I'm talking about the Strip.
Now, I have a Holocaust survivor who's on next.
Okay.
And
let's talk about
I
what
to
they
tell
did in
her
a previous
that,
life.
I'm kidding. Go.
Well, and we want to thank the Mormon Church for baptizing.
Yes.
Her family.
Yes.
But when you go to Vegas, you turn your back on God. You say, I don't need you, God. I'm going to gamble. I'm going to drink. I'm going to eat bad food. I'm going to fuck somebody other than my sister. That's
right.
Who most of those people are.
Right.
I could be giving money to charity. We have one out of four children in America live in poverty.
Right.
I could give money to help these children. So I'm going to play with that money and lose it.
Okay. If you want to know what the banging is, it's David hitting the side of his chair. Go.
Yes. You are turning your back on God when you go to Las Vegas.
You don't even believe in God.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Of course. Don't you?
I believe there, yeah.
Don't you see God in everything?
Uh-huh.
That is actually sound vibration.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
really
whatever.
I can't.
So,
God is a sound vibration?
Oh, my God.
Number. Yes.
Listeners, help me. Please, I can't deal with this shit. It's like, it's so annoying. All right, so.
So, I've always wondered why. Mm-hmm. Nobody's smiling in Vegas, and there.
Well, the performers,
yes,
who are raking the Penn and Teller are smiling.
And you did. You started doing something with me that you never see in Vegas. We look like a married couple.
I know. So we would be a married couple. You, how would you describe your posture and everything? So,
like osteoporosis,
right? Head down, and in the middle, literally in the middle of the street.
Now, it looked like I was crying, but I was laughing.
Right. And I would go in the middle of the street. Okay, ready? Here we go. God damn it, you lost everything, you son of a bitch! What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong? You're fucking that slut? What is the matter with you? You ruined everything. I have nothing left, you fucking piece of shit! You're fucking... All right, on and on. On and on. And people would just stop and look.
And we did it in every casino.
Every casino.
I have to come all the way out here from New York to find you fucking that whore.
Yeah.
I'm driving a 1966 Dodge Dart, and you're Mr. Big Shot? Mr. Big Shot.
It went on and on.
You have to do that again so that someone will get it on their phone and put it on YouTube the next day.
Okay, thanks. See, this is how they think. This is how they think. We didn't have the YouTube.
I didn't have the internet either.
Okay. I'm not talking.
Your assistant?
I'm saying.
Can you get verified on Twitter?
All right, please. Oh, right. Yeah, I can't get verified on Twitter. Can you?
I don't think I have enough followers.
It doesn't. Oh, you could have 100 followers.
But it's verified.
It means you're cool. It means your celebrity status. You can do other shit with your. I mean, I see people like. But it's. You know what? To me, it's like high school. I feel like the whole fucking world is like high school.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. By the way, the Nobel Medicine Prizes came out.
And?
Amy Schumer did not win.
What?
She did not get a Nobel this week.
Wow. I really thought.
Yep. Let me just double check.
Yeah. Who got it? How many Jews?
Tina Fey got one.
Right. Wait, who got?
Okay, keep going.
No, I want to know who won.
Something, they cured something, some blood disease, I don't know.
All right, that's great. So the social media,
yes.
The constant, I mean, I talk a lot about going on the road, no internet, no phone, having to write. How do you feel, and have you adjusted, since you're a fucking curmudgeon, have you adjusted to this new, you know, that you have to tweet and you have to do this and you have, do you have, you and
I've found I get more Twitter followers if I don't tweet something funny.
Really?
Yeah. I've stopped tweeting jokes.
Uh-huh.
I find I lose followers when I try to be funny.
Is that true?
But if I give like motivational.
Like what's a motivational? Give me a motivational thing from you.
You know, hang in there. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know you're kidding.
I would look like I see like Kanye's tweets.
Right.
Like,
love
God.
Who do you retweet?
Huh?
Do you ever retweet?
Yes, I do.
Who?
You.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Who do you retweet?
I don't.
Who do you follow, like that you love following? Okay, this is, why don't we call this the dead air? Fucking kill me now.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mostly the news. I'm looking for news.
I always look for news.
Right.
I always do. I mean, that's why I use Twitter. I mean, you really get the news, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I do AP and the AP and Huffington Post and, you know, but then, you know, then I love Frank Conniff. He's fucking
Frank
hilarious.
Conniff is a genius.
Right.
The best.
Right.
Yes.
So like that.
Yes.
Okay.
And Judy Gold.
So on our neck.
What?
I know. This
what?
Is you wonder. The manager's here wondering, what am I going to do with this fucking idiot? And he just, it's like, just answer a fucking, you're so annoying. Did you do this with the wife? Like, she'd come home and be like, David, so.
I can't get it up for you right now. I took the Viagra and the Cialis. I plugged in the penis pump. I can't get it up for your Twitter question. What about we just cuddle? And you try to understand me until I can answer the Twitter question.
Okay.
The ADD hour.
Okay. When is the last time you had sex with a woman?
Living or dead?
Either.
I would say, when was Gerald Ford president?
70, what is that? 76.
76. So she wasn't first lady when I fucked Betty Ford in 1980.
I hate you.
So that was.
You went on. Now, here's another question.
I'm answering your question.
You. I think of you as an annoying intellectual, huh? Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice.
Don't you find him an annoying? That's your manager.
Yes.
It's like, we know you're funny, and we know, just fucking answer the question. Stop being an
answer
asshole.
Any question you
okay.
Want.
Okay.
So go ahead. I'm picking up my game.
All right. You went on Last Comic Standing.
Yes, I did. I was a semifinalist.
All right. I don't see you, like, what went through your head that I'm going to go on Last Comic Standing? Because, like, I don't believe in competitions for stand-up.
You know who won Last Comic Standing?
Who?
Ant. You know why he's called Ant? Because he can lift a rock that's 1,000 times funnier than he is. I'm back in the game, Judy. I'm back.
I like that.
Last Comic
Did
Standing.
He really win?
I think so.
No, I don't know. All right, but why would you put, like, I wouldn't see you.
Because they talked me into it.
Who talked you into
Alex
it?
Alex Brazil, my manager over there, said you can win this,
is
baby.
Is that true?
Yes.
You weren't even with Alex.
I know. I was with a different Alex.
I know. So what made you, like, did you feel uncomfortable? Don't you feel, like, smarter than a lot of people you're with?
I thought it would be humiliating, and I like to be humiliated on national television.
Was it humiliating?
No. I got to do my set. They didn't make me live in the house. There wasn't a house that season.
Mm-hmm. Who was judging you?
Greg Giraldo, who I beat on Star Search.
Oh, poor Greg. I loved Greg. Okay,
you
next.
Did.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So
okay.
Funny.
Greg, Andy Kindler.
No wonder
yes.
You didn't win.
And Natasha Leggero.
Okay, so all these people were the judges?
Yes.
And they're your peers.
Right, so it was kind of like Bush v. Gore in Florida.
Ha, ha, ha.
There were some hanging chads, baby. You're going to think Giraldo, Kindler, and Natasha, were they accidentally voted for Pat Buchanan? These aren't old Jews
no,
dealing with a butterfly.
No, but it's just a weird
Let
thing. Why
the
would
butterfly ballot reference.
Go.
Butterfly ballot.
Good job.
Thank you.
So
Scalia stepped in at the last minute.
All right, shut the fuck up.
And they.
So
they,
how did you come in on the Last Comic Standing?
I was standing next to Mikey Kaplan.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
They said
I
they want him. We stand next to Mikey Kaplan. We're going to announce the finalists. And I knew right away
that it was Mikey Kaplan.
Because they went, we have to have the Jew.
Right.
But we'll go with the younger Jew instead of the one with the rigor mortis.
So did you feel humiliated doing that show?
I never feel humiliated. Even right now. Standing naked over you.
Right.
Unable to get it up.
Right.
And you mocking my limp, flaccid.
Right. But do you ever.
I don't have a. I don't know what it means to be embarrassed. I have no sense of shame.
Alex? Right.
I'm sitting here on a bedpan defecating. I mean.
As you're standing over Jimmy.
Yeah. I mean,
and Lauren brought all his, his gloves and everything, because he does that for me too.
Yeah.
So
it's a dirty job, but
yeah. All right. So you did Last Comic. Now, all right. Let's just put your manager on for 2 seconds. What do you? You're managing this fucking annoying.
Say it.
Miserable.
Say it. Say it. Dirty.
Filthy.
Christ
killing.
So, all right.
Judicious
so what
worker.
Do you see him? Tell me what, you know, you've decided to spend time managing him. Uh-huh. Why? Look at him.
Never meet your heroes. That's what I always say.
He was a hero.
I love him. I think he's brilliant. And then I pulled the curtain and wow.
Because
just
it's like you
fucking pathetic.
Right. And you wonder where did this person go? And then you meet them and you go, oh, that's where they went.
He's falling, and he's the last. I'm the last branch that he has to hold on.
Do you know how bad my career has gotten?
How?
Last night, tell him why I couldn't do a show.
He was booked at what was it? An apartment? They're doing apartment shows now. They're doing stand up shows at apartments.
No, they're not.
I swear to God, they're doing this now. And he was booked on one
because
of these shows.
They did it in L.A., because he's in these big houses.
He's incapable of being humiliated, so he did one of these shows, right?
Yeah. In an apartment.
Right. And then I get a text, the guy who booked him, earlier that morning, saying, sorry, gonna have to cancel the show. My cat died.
No way.
I was
swear
so
to God.
Depressed last night. I was.
And where was the, like, how many comics go
on
in the apartment?
It's a little rinky-dinky apartment in Chinatown. It's like a studio loft. and they pack in like 10 people and it feels full because it's like a shoebox.
It's actually kind of fun.
Wait, you've done it before?
I've done it before.
And what other comics do it?
The young comics. And then they canceled the show because the cat died. And I said to Alex, do you know there was a time in my career where I could pick up the phone and call Conan O'Brien and say, I got 5 minutes ready, put me on next week. And now I'm getting bumped from an apartment show.
Because of a dead cat.
Because of a dead cat.
Do you think the cat killed himself when he knew you were coming to the apartment?
Yeah. So.
So, what are you going to do with him, Alex? I mean, I'm trying to interview the guy, and it's just—it's like the
pulling teeth.
It really is.
If I had teeth. It's hard to pull teeth. When the guy has just gums, like rotting gums.
So, David, I don't know what to say. I've tried to get information.
I will
out
answer
of you.
Any question. Go
no,
ahead.
No, you won't. Yeah, with a fucking snarky ass remark.
I've told you everything.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about Jon Stewart.
No, you didn't.
That he should have been opening for the Pope. But I don't think the Pope.
And Jim Gaffigan actually performed for the Pope. What do you think of that? Do you think he understood the jokes?
I think, the Pope's new HBO Young Comedian special.
Oh, right, right.
Gaffigan's, nice. he's gonna break him.
If we went on the road together and you opened for me.
Yes. I would do anything.
After how
you.
Many days do you think I would overdose on Ativan?
Do you know what I remember you did?
What?
I remember you gave me a drug because I'm sober.
Right.
But we were in Vegas. And you gave me something to prove that it would remove anxiety.
And
I said, let's test it. Because I was still open to taking pills.
Right.
And do you remember how we tested it?
How?
We watched, you gave me the pill.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched Marc Maron on Conan.
Mm-hmm.
To see if I'd be jealous or not.
And?
I was still jealous. It wasn't powerful enough.
You
don't remember that?
No.
You gave me a... Anyway.
It's probably an Ativan. That was probably...
Does it remove jealousy and
no,
envy?
No, that's... You know. But I do have another question for you regarding that. You don't drink.
Don't drink.
Are you an alcoholic?
I'm a Jewish alcoholic.
Wow.
It means when the price of a six-pack of Bud got to $5, I said, that's it.
That's
I'm an alcoholic.
Great.
I'm,
uh-huh.
Because
I don't remember
cheap,
you drinking.
Cheap.
Yeah,
cheap.
I don't remember you drinking.
Because I don't drink. I quit drinking.
When did you quit?
When I turned 30.
Okay. And then did you have an issue?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Because I would drink and smoke dope.
Yeah.
And retreat into myself. And
right.
That's not good.
Now you're sober.
Now I'm sober and miserable.
And...
Unhappy.
I think you should go back to drinking and smoking.
I think you're right. I think if I were drinking...
Do you smoke pot at all?
No, I wish I could.
What would happen if you smoked pot?
I'd stop reading. I'd stop writing. I'd retreat into myself and be asocial.
But the pot's different now.
It is different. I know that. But still, all I would do is smoke pot. I would say, why bother? I'm just going to smoke pot and watch cartoons.
Okay, well, that's... Great.
No, it isn't.
Sounds like a good day to me.
Right,
I want to be productive.
Exactly.
I get up in the morning.
Right.
I like to exercise.
Right. What kind of exercise do you do?
I masturbate with free weights.
Right.
Nice. How much can you lift?
Alex, I want to kill myself. This episode really is Kill Me Now.
Why? Is it that bad? Am I that bad?
You're just annoying.
Why
do you think?
What do you mean I'm annoying?
Lauren? I'm going to ask Lauren what... What do you think? What do you think?
I've loved every minute of this.
Thank you.
All right. I love you, David.
I love you too, and I think I can change you.
You can't.
I can. I think once you see me,
who do you think
speedo,
is going to be our next president?
God willing, Mike Huckabee. I'm voting for Bernie Sanders.
You are?
Oh, I love Bernie.
But he's not good with the gun control.
And Israel, he's not good. The liberals are going to be pissed off when they find out that he's a militarist.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's talking about the one thing that I care about.
What?
The billionaire class.
Now, if there was a candidate, honestly, who was had exactly your point of view on the billionaire class. Like the
Bernie Sanders.
I'm not finished yet.
Yeah.
Exactly the same, like that issue, perfect for you. And yet he didn't believe in gay marriage or a woman's right to choose. Would you vote for him? Dead air.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Gay marriage.
Doesn't believe gay in any. Yeah.
Gay marriage does not affect me.
Okay. So you wouldn't.
I'm joking.
I know.
A woman's right to choose doesn't affect me.
Mm-hmm.
The billionaire class. I do think that that's a great question.
Yes or no? Would you vote for him?
I don't think there exists a person.
If there existed, like Bernie Sanders is not good on gun control.
He's not good on gun control, and he wasn't good on Black Lives Matter.
Right. Because
he's from Vermont.
Right.
And the reason they have guns in Vermont is because they're afraid that black people from New York are going
to
come up.
Right. I am going to get a black person from New York to come here and kill you or kill me now. Wait, so you can't answer that question.
gay marriage.
No, I want to know, would you or would you not vote for that candidate?
Well, why don't you first ask me whether or not I think the gays should get married?
Because I don't give a shit what you think anymore. Okay. Do you think the gays should get married?
I think they should get married.
Right. Do you think...
Before they
have to get... So let's...
What I'm saying is, now ask me if I think gay sex should be legal.
Do you think gay sex should be legal?
Only if they're married.
Now... Alex, don't laugh at that shit. It's so stupid.
I want it. That's how you get rid of gay sex.
So the person, the candidate,
you understand what I'm saying?
Billionaires closing all the Planned Parenthoods. Okay,
yeah, I don't like Planned Parenthood. Seriously, I don't. The abortions I'm fine with. It's the free breast exams that I just think. Are,
all right, listen.
Why would they, I have to.
I think
pay,
we can all say
I have to
at this
pay
point.
A whore. I have to pay a whore.
I have to go to therapy, and
I have to
God
pay
knows
a whore,
I fucking need it right now.
$100 to feel
all right,
a breast.
I'm getting it back on
this
my
is,
bike.
This
and wait
my
a second. And Planned Parenthood. I could put on a white doctor's coat and sneak into Planned Parenthood and feel up a woman.
Can we be friends forever?
Yeah. Okay. Is that
all right,
fair?
So,
that these doctors get to touch titties?
All right, so you won't answer my question.
What's the question?
I'm not getting you on at any clubs now because you cannot answer that question.
Would I vote for somebody?
For someone who has that issue down but is against gay marriage.
Nobody's against gay marriage.
All right.
Who's against gay
marriage? Listen, guys, I love you so
yes,
much for
I would
listening.
Vote for him.
You would?
Yes. You know why?
Why?
Because gay marriage is settled law.
What about
an abortion? It's already legal. You can get one in any state. It's very easy to get one in Texas. All you have to do is travel.
Did you know there's like 76,000 strip clubs in Texas?
And five abortions.
And no, maybe one. Maybe one.
Because they can't count any higher than that.
Right.
Yes, I would not vote for somebody.
All right, thank
who's
you.
Who's against abortion, who's against right. a woman's right to choose.
And hates the Jews. Speaking of hating the Jews, thank you so much for
I'm
being
not done. Yet.
I gotta go to therapy. I can't be late.
This is more important than therapy.
What? No, it's not. It's my therapy's expensive, and I have an issue with the lateness. Let's see.
Truer words have never been spoken on.
Why
the
are you
show,
compulsively late?
I don't know. It's really bad because I think I have more time than I want to fill my time. I want to always be doing something productive, and I
you
always
like
think,
the surge, the energy of being late.
No, I hate it. I actually hate
yeah.
it.
It gets your blood boiling.
No, I hate it.
Yeah, she hates it. It's a compulsion. It's like an impulsive thing. Impulsivity yeah. comes with
all right, speaking of which, I have to go to therapy. I want to continue this.
And I have to go also.
You want to continue this?
I want to continue this. How long is this episode so far?
About an hour.
An hour? Wow. I could go on for another hour.
I could. Whole day.
David?
Yes, honey?
I'm an orphan. Are you? No.
No.
Your mother's alive.
Yes.
Yeah. And you wrote me, pick me up at the airport. God forbid, poo, 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 when your mother goes.
What is the poo, poo, poo? My mother does that.
Yeah, poo, poo, poo. The evil eye. Get it, you know. God forbid, poo.
Hamza, Hamza, Hamza.
Yeah.
What is Hamza, Hamza?
It's the hand, it's the poo, evil, poo, poo. Evil eye hand. All right. David, thank you for being on Kill Me Now.
Thank you.
I think we always ask everyone this question before. Are you on any antidepressants?
No.
Nothing? You take nothing?
No.
Wow.
Is that true, Alex? I got to get off these antidepressants.
What are you on?
Oh, please. Wellbutrin, Paxil, Trazodone, and Ritalin.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I've used antidepressants and I needed them.
And you don't think you need them right now? Because I'm actually going after my therapist to get more medication after this episode of Kill Me Now.
I think that if you're I mean, this is something, seriously, if you're depressed,
right,
there's a cure for depression.
Right.
They've cured it.
You just have to find it.
You have to get it. But time. Don't right. do it without seeing a therapist. Don't go to right. a physician and get on these right. pills
don't
without.
Get it on eBay.
All right. I love you, but I have to go to therapy and I still have to ride my bike. So thank you for being on KMN. Kill Me Now. You've been one of the best. I think the best guest we've ever had.
I'd say so.
You're perfect for this podcast. Because you're so annoying. Your manager's dropping you.
I've been replaced.
And
I love you.
I love you. So long!
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.